Have I told you recently about our good friends at Game Time? Here's the deal. Go to your smartphone. Go to your iPad. Download a little app called Game Time, the fastest growing ticketing app in America. You can go to any event, sporting events, college or pro, concerts, comedy shows. Just download that Game Time app. You want to go to a Giants game? Bob Melvin back in the Bay Area. Matt Chapman, Blake Snell, they've loaded up the squad. If you want to go watch the Giants play, Steph Curry making a little playoff run. Concerts all summer long. Want to go watch something at Chase Center? Want to go watch something wherever you live? A concert, get outside, enjoy yourself. Use the promo code HAM for $20 off. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use the code HAM for your first purchase for $20 off your first pair of tickets.
I got to tell you about the Eufy Video Lock. I've spent years trying to upgrade my security system at the house with one of those big name companies that, I'll be honest, sucks. I got the Eufy Video Lock, and it's an automatic improvement. That's Eufy, E-U-F-Y, Video Lock. It's easy to install, just a Phillips screwdriver, no drilling required. And now I've got the keyless entry. I always go for walks. I don't want to take keys. I hate stuff in my pockets. I go without the keys. The fingerprint recognition lets me in less than 1 second. There's no monthly fees. You have your recordings locally. You never have to pay for storage. I love knowing that doorbell ring was just a delivery. I don't have to jump up and get it. Or if I'm out of town, I can look, I can see the landing in front of the door and tell the neighbor, hey, do you mind swinging by and picking up something? I love the 3-in-1 video smart lock from Eufy, and you will too. So search Eufy Video Lock, E-U-F-Y Video Lock, or visit eufyofficial.com/video lock to see how you can gain complete control of your door.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Emergency show. It is late Thursday night. This is live on YouTube. It is after our podcast. Our podcast has not come out yet. So this is going to come out before our podcast if you're listening to the podcast. Just FYI. Probably is how that's going to work.
Yeah, that was
some things are just called for an emergency pod. We just watched the Raiders lose to the Rams.
I wouldn't even just say it's to the Rams. It's to Baker Mayfield, who showed up on Tuesday, who led a game-winning drive and went 98 yards. Where did they start, at the 2 or 3 yard line?
Yeah, two or three yard line. Yeah, 2 yard line.
Zero under the 2 minute warning with no timeouts. It'd be one thing, right? Three timeouts. Cooper Kupp, Marshall Faulk was still around. Isaac Bruce, you know, Torrey Holtz. You'd be like, well, loaded team, unique circumstance, best offense in the league. They were in a weird spot.
Right, right, right.
He was throwing a fucking Scandrick, Tutu Atwell, who was considered a bust, and that's about it.
Van Jefferson.
Akers, who had fumbled. Van Jefferson, but who had been injured most of the season.
Caught the game-winning touchdown.
Which was sweet.
John, I can't believe what we just saw. I mean, there kept being hope because the Raiders refused to score. They just refused. Davante Adams, who looked like the best player on the field, had two targets. Well, I guess three, because the last throw of the game went to him in the second half. But two targets up until the Raiders' last play in the second half. He had three catches for the game. Somebody tweeted me like, we're going to have to wait to see the All-22. Maybe they double-teamed him or something. Yeah, maybe they did. I don't know how he ended up with three catches in the game, though. But under no circumstances is that acceptable.
No.
They not stopped
three. It'd be one thing, like 3 for 10, quadruple teaming. He had 3 for 71. Like, shouldn't he have had 8 for $1.50? Derek was pretty bad tonight, I thought. I mean, I thought Derek was pretty bad. I mean, obviously his numbers were putrid. Baker looked better than him. I mean, the story of the night is Baker Mayfield, and the story of the night is the Raiders have two of the worst losses. I mean, they lost to Jeff Saturday, who might not win another game, and they just lost to Baker Mayfield, who, as Herb Street said on the broadcast, we got here, kind of a humble brag for like some speaking engagement, before they did, which is like, yeah, well, Herbie, I mean, no one gives a shit when you get there. But I get the point he was trying to make.
His point was, I've been in L.A. longer than Baker Mayfield, was his point.
I do think that he, like, you know, Stefanski ran a similar offense, like the Shanahan, the boot to the naked. It's pretty natural to Baker, but he made some passes on the Raiders defense that were like, can the Raiders stop this guy?
How about the first play of the last drive, John, where he throws the ball out of bounds to Tutu Atwell just over his head? And they're like, ah, shit, run it back. And they just run the same play again, and this time Tutu picks up 9 yards.
That is, you know, I kind of bought back in after the 3-game winning streak, but you lose this game when you were up 16-3. It'd be one thing, like, people lose road Thursday night game. You were up 16-3, and they were fucked.
Right? Semi-road.
Yeah, I mean, it was, but you know what I mean. You have to travel 16-3 in the fourth quarter. Like, yeah. That was the score. 16-3 in the fourth quarter. You can't, it's not a quite a 17-point lead, but that's in the equivalent of given who you're playing. I would say that tonight was as bad as some of those devastating 17-point leads, right?
I thought it was the worst of them all. I thought it was worse than Jeff Saturday. Maybe prisoner of the moment. Some are saying the worst loss in NFL history. I don't know if I'd go that far. That crossed my mind in the moment. But I thought it was worse than Jeff Saturday. Now, the Jeff Saturday one has worn poorly. But this
just,
one...
They just lost 55-19 a game.
I didn't realize this. I don't know. I didn't watch the end of that Colts loss to the Cowboys. I didn't quite realize that the Colts went in victory formation at the end of that game. The Colts kneeled on the football at the end of the Cowboys game. They're just like, get us out of here. Which is incredible.
Pretty unheard of in football, right?
Unheard of. I mean, except it's like high school football. The kids are crying, whatever.
Major, yeah.
But to lose to Baker, it's not just that they lost to Baker, John. It's that Baker showed up and they looked exactly like they should look with Baker Mayfield playing quarterback, right? That was part of it. It's not like it was like Baker had. And at the end of the day, Baker was 22 of 35, 230 touchdown. I thought he looked, all things considered, obviously pretty good. But for the most, there were plenty of times in the game where you're like, yeah, of course this is the situation they're in. He's running into sacks and Max Crosby's killing him. The offensive line can't hold up. So to lose to the Rams in this spot, I think part of what makes this one so bad is that the Raiders had kind of turned a corner and they'd won three in a row.
This game mattered to them at 6-7. Their playoff hopes were still alive, right? Because you get the Patriots. All of a sudden, you're 7-7. You have a fighting shot.
And you've got the lead and there's no life. The Rams have no life. No life.
And God, they don't have players. Look who they're playing with. Besides Jalen and Bobby Wagner, look who the guys, the left tackle Herb Street was describing like his AAF career. I mean, it's like, who are these guys they're rolling out? Cam Akers asked for a release. Sean McVay refused to play him and told him to stay home. Like, it felt like 3 months ago. I mean, all their best players were on the sideline sitting next to Sean. How about the excitement of Sean McVay? Sean McVay just beat Josh McDaniels with that group of characters.
You think it's one of his most fun wins?
The Raiders have some holes. They still have fucking Davante Adams, Max Crosby, Derek Carr, Josh Jacobs. Like the Rams would have died for one of those guys, right?
They got 100 yards out of Josh Jacobs.
He's one of the best running backs in the league. Might have broke his hand, but.
Yeah. Do you think that was one of Sean McVay's, like in 30 years, when Sean McVay is sitting by the pool, he's like, Sean, let's reminisce. That might be one of his favorite all-time wins.
He looked pretty excited.
I mean, don't you think that will go down? Because it's a house money game. Like, Baker's not even getting pissed on the sideline. No one expects you to do anything. It's pure house money.
And I bet it's one of his better regular season wins of his career.
I think it's got to be. Because it's you against the world. Like, here's McVay, the defending Super Bowl champs. The defending Super Bowl champs never get to be us against the world. But Thursday night against the Raiders, they got to be us against the world, you know?
I can't believe the Raiders lost that game. How did they lose? a pass down the sideline. It was just like when it was in the air, I went to the office and I didn't want to turn on the television because I got to do it on my phone. So I just grabbed the iPad and it wasn't loading right. So then I turn on my phone and then I'm like, I want to watch it on a bigger screen. So I go back to my iPad and I'm like, fuck it. I'll just go to the Espanol. I wonder if that worked. I wonder if it's just a glitch. So I clicked on the Espanol, or no, I clicked on like the GameCast stat thing.
Okay.
So I was getting like above shots, which ideally I wouldn't like, but for that final drive, it was kind of cool. I could see all the routes. And when Van Jefferson goes, I'm like, oh my God, he got a beat. Cause you know how they put circles around. Have you ever watched it? They put circles around the guys.
Yeah.
And as the ball goes up, I'm like, this might happen. Cause you wouldn't be able to see it. I don't know, just on a normal broadcast, but I could see the whole field, that whole drive. It was an incredible way to watch that final drive. And how about the pass earlier in the drive? Baker hit up the sideline. I mean, the Raiders DBs, what the fuck was that? I mean, they were terrible.
Awful.
God awful.
On a night that Al Michaels got mad at the PA guy for doing the whose house is it? I guess you're supposed to say Rams house because there weren't that many Rams fans there. Al snapped. I don't know if you caught that early in the broadcast. He's like, this PA guy won't stop yelling this. He like got really upset about it. He's like, it's not working. They're Raider fans. It's not going to work, bro. Stop doing your little chant.
Do we need to get a second vote of confidence from Mark?
I think so.
Like, is that a fireable offense tonight?
Well, I mean, that combined with the Colts game is absolutely a fireable offense. To me, like you said, losing the game is one thing. Losing the game the way they lost that game is something else. Makes it worse. Having the lead makes it worse.
I think you also have to factor in, if their record was reversed, they were 8-4 and they blew that, it'd be a kick in the dick, devastating. It would not be the end of the world. They're 5-8, guy. 5-8.
Right.
5-8 to lose like that. And now, like, Patriots, Steelers are playing pretty good. They're just going to go on the road in a cold environment at Pittsburgh and just get a win. Niners, Chiefs. I mean, it's not inconceivable they go 1-4 down the, or 1-3 down the stretch and finish 6-11. Like that is a horrendous season.
They're going to be in a 3-point game with the Niners. Don't you worry. I've watched them.
They'll be in close games probably with everyone, but you know, they lose. They're the Raiders. They just, even Raider fans have to acknowledge, like,
have to acknowledge, John, they should be furious. They shouldn't have to. They should be furious. Raider fans should be furious.
Did Baker Mayfield just let a game winning drive on you on Thursday Night Football?
I can't believe Baker just did that. I think that's one of the more unbelievable. I mean, sports is sports, and we've all seen a million unbelievable things. That is one of the more unbelievable things I've witnessed. Because they score the first time to make it a 6-point game, you're like, you know, there's 3.5 minutes. All they need is a stop. But then the Raiders break off like a 9-yard run on second down, and it's third and short. Then they go fullback.
And they get stuffed behind the line of scrimmage. Did you think he could have gone for it, a 4th-and-1?
I mean, it crossed my mind, would Bill go for this? That's what I thought. Would Belichick do this? But it's just kind of insane to do it right there, right? Baker's got no timeouts. As it turns out, your punter breaks off a 64-yard punt or whatever it was, right? What did you think?
Yeah, they didn't have any timeouts. I mean, the punt. If you factor in like what you know once he punts and where it ends up, you would sign up for that. No timeouts, Baker Mayfield, new offense. Like, they're going to drive the field. The worst defense in league history should be able to, like, not give up a touchdown against that crew of characters. That's part of the deal. Like,
the one counterpoint you'd make is, if you were Baker, a 2-minute drill might be the best thing for you if you're brand new to a team, right?
Well, Herb Street kept saying that. You're just not even thinking. You're just going.
Yeah. All right. Well, the internet, John, caught. If you, our podcast, which was already done today, I hammered on that show. It was impossible for the Raiders to lose. And
honestly, it felt like you were going to be right when it was 16-3 in the fourth quarter.
Well, I mean, but let's acknowledge that's the half a bit, right? I mean, is it called a smush when you, is that what it's called? A smush when you say like something can't happen to kind of reverse jinx?
I've never heard of a smush.
I think that's what it's called. I'm not sure. But in any event, that podcast, if you're going to check that podcast out later, you'll hear some of that. And this guy Shaheen was tweeting at us during our live show earlier today. He said, I can't believe I spent $230 on this experience. This guy was at the game.
14 unanswered to win the game.
I mean,
multiple touchdowns.
Baker Mayfield got cut by the Panthers and 2 days later was on the Thursday Night Football postgame set with everybody fawning, just yucking it up. Baker, how'd you end up in 17? Oh, this number's so ugly, man. Oh, Baker. He ended up on the set. He didn't just win the game. He was on the set.
He's on the set right now?
Well, he was. I mean, a few minutes ago, he was on the set.
Pretty cool moment for him.
I mean, is this his fifth or sixth coach?
Well, it kind of hit me that when someone has an incredible moment, someone also has a really shitty moment, right?
Yeah.
Like, for as great as that Jeff Saturday moment was, and he did like McAfee the next day pumping his chest, someone has to be on the other end of it.
Right.
Right. Like, for as great as 28-3 is for the Patriots, it's that shitty for Kyle and Matt Ryan. For as great as the Patriot Malcolm Butler interception is, it's a shitty for Pete Carroll and Russell Wilson. And the Raiders just find themselves on the wrong side of the ledger on these way too often, guy, in our life. They just really do. You know, Tom Brady, the Tuck rule. You know, sweet, the Tuck rule. If you're a Patriots, you go to the Super Bowl against John Gruden. He knows all your plays. They win like 50-0. You know, they're always on the other end of it.
Historic moments too. That everybody like you know, this game was on national. This wasn't like Sunday at 1 in 7 markets across the country. Like if this game was a Sunday game, the only markets that would be getting the game are Vegas and LA. It wouldn't be on anywhere else.
Yeah.
And somehow it ended up as the standalone national TV or you know whatever platform game.
Benefit probably a little bit from streaming. Probably you know 3-4 million people missed it. And it was pretty bad. I bet a lot of people clicked off.
Yeah,
I didn't watch football for a living.
Yeah, I know. We could go forever, but that's it. It's late. We got. I've already showered. I got no product. John's got dinner. He's got to get to. Yeah, so thanks for hanging with us on this emergency. I can't believe it, John. I can't believe what I witnessed today.
The Raiders.
my God. You should not. Everybody. We should not stand for this. That's what I have to say.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Stand for this.